starters for each team. You got Maxim Morris, Ryan Lang, and Ralph Steves. Let's see, who else? Mr. Matt for Antioch, and then you get a couple more here. As Marshall Dahlman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember Dahlman from last year?
Yeah, Kevin Dahlman.
Yeah. So I think that's got everybody, I believe. Let's see. Oh, and Troy Morgan. William Morgan. And then for King Cove, they'll start out with Asher Gold, Brandell, Diggerstone Brandell, Michael Gold, and Thomas Mack and Brandon Larson. So this is T-Jax with the ball here to start with all ahead one possession, but no score yet. Just underway, Antioch and King Cove.
Yeah, William Morgan setting up the offense here for Antioch. Into the left side to Maxim Morris, but a turnover by Antioch.
Yeah, one thing about both these teams have some, decent height, good experience. And for the T-Jacks, we've got Michael Bolvis up top now, Thomas Mack. Mack, one of those taller players out there, and he's a senior. There's Mack with the rebound. Put that good.
He's the only one at the summit right there to grab the rebound. And we have number three, Troy Morgan, left corner, three-point shot, no good.
And there's the rebound off to the T-Jacks. That's Mack once again. He got the first bucket of the game. And the drive in, good for Ashton Gould, a senior, along with Mack. So the two seniors get things rolling for King Gold. Now for Antioch.
Yeah, William Morgan, one of the corner to Maxie Morris. Back to William Morgan, right-hand wing. Bounce passes it to Ralph Steves. Steves back to William Morgan. Corner side three, no good. Offensive rebound here for Ryan Lang. He gives it to Ralph Steves. To William Morgan, corner side three, and that's good for three. In the eyes of the defense.
And William Morgan with a nice shot there out in the corner. Yeah, the T-Jacks come back to answer. There's a floater good for Diggerstone Brandell. Brandell last year with a 40-plus point game in one of the games.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, very, very exciting to watch.
Yeah. One of the, you don't always see big point games by one player at 1A. And he had a game of a lifetime. Here he is again with the same area, and in the lane, that one just drifts off. It'll be out of bounds. Still be T-Jacks basketball. Coach Ken Barber over there, T-Jacks. Good to see. Oh, man, how did that one roll out? Brandell comes off with the tip rebound, and then again trying to get it back. Brandell does end up with it. Now Mack goes in the lane, taken away by Bridges.
Great hustle by number four, Ralph Steves. His brother, older brother, Ryan Steves, he played
Ryan
very well last
Steves,
year.
Yes.
And brought his team to the finals, an unfortunate loss there last year. But, this Antioch team, last year they were such a powerhouse. And, it was very, very fun to see.
Yeah, that was, in fact, Dahlman and Steves. So both brothers from last year. And then now we got two freshmen coming in.
Yeah, younger brothers coming up.
Well, and, you look at King Cove, too, and you see the Golds and Brandells and, Max, a lot of the same families, always coming back. Of course, you think of Max. There's a Max, one of the King Cove girls alumni, Elena Max. She's playing with UAA.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. Oh, yeah, very, very good ball pick.
That baseline jump shot by Maxie Morris, no good. Great defense here by King Cove.
Yeah, King Cove with that height right now, you think that might be the advantage in the game, but both teams quick through as well. Here's a shot from the outside, missing for Michael Gold. But King Cove still with the basketball. Nice pass there by Max. The shot misses at first, but then put back good to Brennan Larson.
Yeah, this King Cove team is really tall. Five players over 6 feet here for this King Cove team. As William Morgan skip past Maxie Morris, corner side three, no good. Great defense by King Cove. Offensive rebound by Ryan Lane, giving it to William Morgan for the long three-pointer shot, no good.
So T-Jax with an 8-3 lead here as we come up to our media timeout. With that, I just want to set kind of what we got going here. This being the opening round of the 1A state championships for the winner of this game. Of course, you move into the championship round. For the loser, you go to the consolation bracket. We've already eliminated a couple of teams and just had a game where just finished up on the boys' side here. Shaq Chulik will be a quarterfinalist. Then they'll be going in the championship round. They beat No Attack 59-50 earlier today. Minto coming in and whooping up on Klawak, and a real surprising
really?
One. Klawak coming from Cake Country, too, the team that won the state tournament the last 2 years in a row. And now Klawak expecting to do well and just got swamped by Minto.
Yeah.
So Minto jumps in the championship round. They face Cookin of the Academy, who beat Norvik in a tight game to open the tournament today. So right now we got three of the eight teams in the championship round, Shaq Tule, Cookin Academy, and Minto. And one of these teams will start in the other side of the bracket. King Cobra Antioch will play tomorrow at 3:15 in a championship round. The loser of this game will play at 3:15 as well in the consolation bracket. So back to action there, Matthew. 8-3 score. And here's Thomas Mack inside. He'll get fouled in the second try. Good defense by the half-breeds there, but Mack just got that offensive board, able to put it back and goes to the line for two. First shot is good for Thomas. He's a senior. And second shot coming up for him. He makes it 9-3 and now make it 10-3. So King Cove on top here early. 3:44 to go. First quarter action.
Yeah, William Morgan get passed to Ralph Steen, and he, who's that number?
Michael Gold fouled him there, I think.
Yeah, Troy Morgan, he draws the foul there. It'll be Antioch possession on the sideline. William Morgan setting up the offense here for Antioch. Skip pass in the corner to Maxie Morris, and a turnover.
Yeah, that pass is mislaid there and not really to the man. Randall takes to the other end and makes the two-pointer on an easy steal, really.
3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first. King Cove 12, Antioch 3 with a contested shot here.
And Randall again. Boy, he had to measure the defense on that one because I think that was Ryan Lang right there with him.
Yeah, Lily Morgan to number three, Troy Morgan, and he draws the foul. He'll be going to line to shoot three.
Yeah, a foul was called.
Yeah, late whistle by the referee here.
Well, and I thought, yeah, maybe he didn't, because it looked like he had his hand up, made the foul call, but I don't know if anybody heard the whistle. So maybe he didn't even do the whistle. But, yeah, he's kind of smiling over there like, yeah. Oh, that's right. I was supposed to blow the whistle.
Yeah, that was a foul on number four, Michael Gould, sophomore. His first foul. One team foul for King Cove. Troy Morgan, he's at the line. Shoots two. His first shot is up, and it's good. He'll be shooting one more at the line.
Well, for Antioch right now, down 14-4 early. They need all those points, and he's got one more shot coming up, 2-for-2, so chance for 3-for-3.
King Cove 14, Antioch 5 here in the first quarter.
Now for King Cove coming in the game, Logan Ayapana.
And Troy Morgan goes 3-for-3.
Gets them all. Oh, well, he got a three-pointer anyway.
Yeah.
As this is Ashton Gold bringing it up for the T-Jacks. They go high post where Mack is. He one-hands it in there, but can't get it. Still tipping it around. And Aniak comes away with it briefly, but stolen by Brandell. My opponent's going to save that one. So T-Jack still with the basketball. Brandell, outside shot is good. That's Brandell. Well, he had 40 last year, we said, 40-plus. He's already got 10 right now.
Marshall Dahlman, baseline jump shot. No good. Great defense there by number 15, Drinking Mack. Thomas Mack there. Lily Morgan, long three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. And great hustle nonetheless. Ralph Stevens, a turnover by Ania.
Now for Aniak, they're getting some shots. They're just not making the outside ones and then not getting a lot of second chances. They did that time, but weren't able to convert. There's Brandell again from way out left side, but misses.
Board by Marshall Dahlman, giving it to Lily Morgan. Left side to Ralph Steve. And a turnover once again by Andy.
Oh, and Brandell's running the court. He misses a shot, but fouled there by William Morgan.
Yeah, great contest there, but hard foul there. He almost got the block off. Just a second faster, he'd be able to get it off.
Well, he went up to block him, and I think certainly, there was contact there, but I thought he did a pretty good job with him. Knew he was going to get the foul call, probably, but this caused a missed shot. So now in the game for the T-Jacks will come in Robert Thompson. So 1-2 from the line, and now a 19-6 score, 1:22 to go here. In this first period, Brandell knocks the ball loose, but recovers Morgan.
William Morgan, thinking about the three-point shot, doesn't take it. Bounce pass to Ralph Steven at turnover.
Oh, that's Thomas Mack seeing that ball coming and picks it off there. Saves it back to Brandell as he goes out of bounds. And, boy, coming away with that in a crowd of people with Lang. That's a good rebound by him. Just good positioning and timing.
Bauman succeeds to Morgan, and then he draws a foul there. Foul on number 15, Brennan Larson.
And Ayafana with that foul there.
I thought it was on Brennan Larson there.
Oh, was it on?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
And coming in the game for Aniak is Maxie Morris, substituting in for number 3.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Larson. Right. It was Brandon Larson. Thank you.
Willie Morgan gets passing to Morris. Morris back to number 4, Steve, for the running jump shot to block, and that's good. There was contact there. Good finish.
Nice soft touch.
A freshman.
And in the lane comes Ashton Gold. Can't get the shot. Comes away with the basketball, but rolls. And that'll cause the turnover. Travel.
Yeah. 23 seconds to go in the first. King Cove 19, Aniak 8.
Boy, look over that King Cove bench. That's the most players I've seen on a King Cove team in about 10 years. That's a lot.
Yeah, Morgan, left-hand wing. Crossover, going into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Great defense there by number 34, Robert Thompson.
And here's Brandell, he checks the clock, keeps the dribble, goes inside, can't get it. Man. That was a wild end to this one. At the end of one, it's 19-8 in favor of King Cove. Good hard play by both teams. We'll be back in quick 60 seconds for more from ASA's March Madness here at the Last Airline Center. Well, the second period going to get rolling here. Half-breeds down 19-8, but a whole quarter to go here to get back in this one as Morgan misses on that opening shot. And a tie-up underneath.
Batting for that ball is Ralph Steves, and it'll be King Kong possession off the jump ball.
So the T-Jacks with the lead here early as they put it in the hands of Ashton Gold. By the way, folks, always check in online, ASAA365.com, and you can keep track of all the scores and action happening here at the Alaska Airlines Center. We'll keep you up to date. Thomas Mack right in the lane. Nobody gets up on him defensively. Hits a little eight-footer and makes it a 21-8 ball game now.
Beautiful jump shot at the elbow from Thomas Mack. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go here. King Cove 21, Aniak 8.
And it's cool. Gold with a foul off a good steal there by Marshall Dahlman, the ninth grader. We're talking about Dahlman and Steve. And Marshall with that steal sets them up.
Oh, high pass for Lang. Lang back to Morgan. And a traveling violation. Turnover, Aniak.
Yeah, I think anticipation there by Brandwell, and then William, he just got started in that direction, but Brandwell already had the position and caused the travel. Now, how does that happen? Brandwell shoots from way outside, a couple of touches on the rebound, still ends up coming right back to him.
Hey, Morgan picking up the board here. Skip pass all the way to Ralph Steves and a turnover, Aniak, and a steal right after the transition.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Back-to-back steals.
Marshall, left-hand wing, three-pointer. That's good.
That's a good one.
A freshman.
Well, you can see Dahlman and Steves are going to be a big part of the Aniak team over the next 4 years. Oh, travel call on
Michael Drew, that's a turnover.
Yeah.
King Cove's second turnover. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the second. King Cove 21, Aniak 11. 10-point lead. Morgan giving it to Steve. Steve's driving baseline and tipped out of bounds by King Cove in the Aniak possession on the sideline. William Morgan, wide open, long 3-point shot, no good.
Well, and back the other way comes Gold. Kicks it out to Mack for a long shot. Underneath, there's Thompson. He can't hit the little tip back there. Just hit the back of the iron, came out. Boy, I don't know if I believe on sometimes on those hustle plays, Michael Gold probably could have let that one go. It was obviously going to be off of Aniak, but he gave it his all to save it. Gives it back to Aniak under their own basket. Thompson fouls on Lang there, so he'll go to the line for two. Yeah, so much hustle and quickness by both teams out here, sometimes causing the turnover not in your favor, you know, in a sense, or, I mean, giving the possession back like that, but it's hard to say, oh, let that one go, or I'm going to slow down.
And Lane's on 0-2 there at the line.
Brandel finds Mack on the right wing there, and Mack goes to the hole, lays it in off the glass with the left hand. He's looking pretty sharp out that there, that young Mack. And here he is with a steal. Head to Brandel. Brandel is clobbered by William Morgan there, and Morgan went down with no
fall.
Yeah, there he had no handout or anything. It was just like a belly flop on the floor.
He had no regard for anyone jumping up that high.
Yeah. If you told me that was going to be the result and asked me to do that, I wouldn't have done it. Well, Randall gets one of them, but not the second. Thompson right there to put it back. So the big guy, sophomore, gets the two.
King Cove, 26. Antioch, 11. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go here. Steve at the top of the key, setting up the offense for Antioch. He finds William Morgan. Great recovery here. His jab step, spin move, jump shot out the block. That's good on the glass.
What a shot by Morgan. Banked it in off the glass perfectly there. Just beautiful shot. Good body control. 26-13. T-Jacks got them doubled up here, but still hanging in there. And Michael Gold says, well, let's put some distance there. And he takes the long logo. The logo shot here is the Alaska Airlines Center. Of course, they're playing cross court, but that was still a 24-footer.
Yeah, still pretty.
Gold buries it, too.
We have a shot by number zero, Morris. Corner three, no good. Picked up by number 13, Thomas Max.
Yeah, Max got some long arms. Not only is he tall, but he's got even more length. And Gold again. Michael
same
Gold,
spot, same
rhythm. Spot. Oh, my goodness. Man, Gold back-to-back threes now pushes the lead out to 32-13. And really, he's left open on both of those, but he's so far out, you just figure he's not going to shoot that, is he?
And a long three-pointer by Lang, picked up here by Dahlman. To the corner to Morgan. Up top of the key is Morris for the three-point shot. No good. Great defense here by King Cove.
And Brandell's never seen a drive he doesn't want to take, and there it is. Off the glass and in. Antioch defense was back there, but couldn't pick him up. I mean, everybody was getting set. And Brandell just head of steam.
Morgan, NBA three-pointer, no good. And Lane coming up for a steal. Gives it to Steve. Steve goes all the way to the hoop, and he draws the foul in the lane. On the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I think the foul, it did go on Ashton Golden. Man, it's important free throws here, though, too, because, you know, Annex, good hustle out there. He's doing a great job, but now finding themselves at 34-14 score. 3 minutes to go here in the first half, and you don't want King Cove to get too far away here. But for the T-Jacks, they have dominated the board, and they've hit some big threes to Michael Gold. He was ready for it again, but so was Antioch. That's it. I think Brando gets fouled there by Dahlman.
Marshall Dahlman, that's his first foul. Two team fouls here for Antioch here in the quarter. A little under 3 minutes to go here in the second. King Cove 34, Antioch 14.
Brandell, quick feed inside there to Brand Larson, but misses on that shot. And Morgan all the way back.
Shot right there. That was a crazy shot there by Morgan. Manages to go in transition.
Yeah, that was a no-look reverse hook of some kind. Oh, Mac comes back with a sweet shot from outside, a long two.
Morgan to Dahlman, corner three. Why not let it fly? No good. Great defense in transition by Mac.
Is this racehorse basketball or what? My goodness. Gold just powers it up court through everybody, passing teammates on the way, and then flips it off there to Larson underneath, but the foul happened on the pass. He was in the air. I think he was meant to pass it, actually, but he's going to get two shots. So 37-16 score now as he makes the first. Second one coming up there for Michael. He had the 2 3-pointers to really stretch his lead out. Now he gets 2 from the line to keep it at 20-plus. It's 38-16 now over Annie.
So we have Morgan. Give him a pull-up, pump fake, and saved by number 15, Ben Larson, to Brandell with a Eurostep and Lego, making it look very easy in transition. This Brandell's kid, man, he's very entertaining to watch.
They are just a fast-breaking team on everything. Rebounds, turnovers, everything.
Yeah, and it's a turnover at Aniak.
Yeah, it's a horse race out there when they get the ball.
Yeah, the great body control, the high IQ being displayed by Jaeger Sean Brandell is just very exciting to watch this King Cove team.
And here's Gold again. That three was in the cylinder, but wouldn't stay in. So same spot again where he made the last two. This one misses, and Aniak with a chance to cut into this big lead a bit. And,
great take by Morgan, but great defensive display there by Mack.
Yeah, Morgan made a nice play to get in there, but Mack measured it and blocked it. And Gold back at the other end puts in a two as Michael now at 10 points. So three main scores for the T-Jacks, all in double figures. 42-16 score right now.
A little under 50 seconds to go in the first half. King Cove 42, Aniak 16. That's number 13, Thomas Mack, once again in the lane.
Well, you know, Mack with that, almost a steal by Morgan, it looked like. And because of that, no one slid over to help out. Mack just had a kind of a two dribble, one step, and a layup. Well, I'm not on the floor here with 37 seconds to go in the first half, but it's 44-16, and it doesn't seem like that's the score of this game.
Yes.
To me, I'd say it maybe, you know, if you don't take away King Cove's 44, it seems like Aniak ought to have in the 30s at least.
Yeah, for sure.
But they just don't. There's been too many times where there's been a quick turnover, then a steal, and so instead of getting a bucket in there, you actually gave up two. And in the case of Gold, their back-to-back threes, that was the back-to-back threes really pushed it out there.
Yeah, really motivated this this offense for King Cove in the transition with all the steals.
Yep.
A lot of second chance points.
Right.
In transition, you know, this King Cove team is very, very disciplined.
Yeah.
In the active defense and offense, you know, they're making all the right plays.
Yeah, looking for the right man, too. You know, everybody seems to be looking at the floor very well and coming up with a pass to the right guy. And, of course, they have Brandell, the right guy, at any time. But that makes a good target. And he seems to run out. As soon as the ball turned over, he's already headed. So they look for him, that's for sure.
We have Dahlman going inside the lane. Tough shot, but no good. Grabs his own rebound at the corner. Gives it to Troy Morgan. Back to William Morgan. Number 15, Gavin Smith. Right side wing is Steve. He said the offense is Morgan.
Down to just 7 seconds here. And actually, Morgan's going to fire up here.
Last second shot for Brandell.
Brandell trying to get a 3-point try from there, or at least
the
kick out and the foul, and did everything he could. But that's the end of the first half, and what a blitzkrieg here by King Cove, the T-Jacks, on top, 44-16.
And they gained and maintained this control over this team, Aniak team, and looks like they're not slowing down at any moment here in this game. In the transition, King Cove's just beating them, you know, making the right plays, shooting outside the tray. You know, they're looking inside in the lane, in the paint, too, as well. And, they just have hype over this Aniak team. And, you know, Aniak team, they do not have any seniors here this year. And,
new players, young kids, and they're competitive. They're they're out there, they're hustling, they're doing it. But, yeah, the height, I think they're, even when, so when Mac comes out, you got the big guy, even though he's a sophomore, he plays big inside, and that's Robert Thompson. You know, he makes the difference. You can't drive in against him. You can't drive in against Mac.
Yeah.
You got to know where they are all the time. So it's making them think about that part, too. Yeah, a tough break for Annie actually come up against his King Cole team the way they're playing right now. Well, we're going to send it back to the station. How about a two-minute break? We'll be back. We'll give you a halftime stats, and then we'll be back with the second half action after that. So send it back to our stations for this two-minute halftime break, and then we'll be back with the stats here as King Cove leads it 44-16 at the half.
All right, everybody, you heard it, 44-16 in favor of our T-Jacks against the Aniak Half-Breeds. We'll be back with Carl in a couple minutes, and we'll get back to the regular programming in the meantime.
You know, it seemed like it's going to be a tight game. King Cove kind of finished strong in the end of the first period, led by double digits, 19-8. But it didn't seem like that would continue in the second period, like it stayed, you know, close and see if Antioch could chip into it. Instead, King Cove runs out to a 25-8 second period there and just caught Antioch on their, put them on their heels, and they didn't recover at all. And looking over the stature, nothing really jumps out except for maybe the defensive rebound. You know, a lot of one and dones for Antioch in that the boards are controlled by King Cove, really, and both teams getting offensive boards. But I think King Cove, you know, turning theirs into points every time. And Antioch maybe not so much, getting second chances only. So Yeah, outside of that, I mean, an uphill climb at this point, but probably going to have to start out with a press or something if they're going to get back in this right off the bat and hope that King Cove will not hit as many shots as they're hit.
And they have to pace themselves, the Zaniak team, just try to slow the momentum down of King Cove. You know, the Brandell, the point guard, and also number four, Michael Gould, you know, just try to trap him on the side. Because, you know, Michael Gould, he's been sitting outside the three-point line, you know, on the wings, you know, trying to get some good shots. You know, he's shooting two for six out there right now. But, you know, those back-to-back three-pointers kind of got to Antioch just a little bit. And, you know, King Cove, they've been maintaining this the control over this game.
Yeah. So scoring-wise, in fact, just going through that, the three main players for King Cove leading the way with game highs, 16 for Brandell, 12 for Thomas Mack, and 10 for Michael Gould. And then on the other side, you got William Morgan leading the way with 7 for Antioch, but 3 apiece for Troy Morgan, Ralph Steves, and Marshall Dahlman. And that's the scoring for the half-breed. So,
and also 2 apiece for Ashton Gould and Brennan Larson and also Robert Thompson.
Yep, for the T-Jacks there as well. We're about 2.5 minutes away from second half action, so let's go back to our stations for one more break, and we'll be back for the second half. In 2.5 minutes, it's T-Jacks 44, Antioch 16.
All right, we'll be back with them in a couple minutes. I'll get you back to regular programming while we wait.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home.
All right, going back to Carl.
Laying in the corner, no good. Picked up here by Thomas Mack.
And right to Brandell he goes, leaves it short on a drive on the left side. And William Morgan will come out of it for the half breed.
Morgan giving it to number 3, Troy Morgan, and it'll be out of bounds, turnover, Antioch, King Cove possession. stepped out of bounds there.
I know, just looking at this young ANIAC team, it's still, this is the type of experience you want your youngsters to have. It's rolling one in down low on the pass from Ashton Gold was Brennan Larson, and he gets the two-pointer to get things rolling for the T-Jacks.
And another turnover by ANIAC, you know, kind of struggling coming out of the halftime here with two turnovers in the last 45 seconds.
Well, and for the T-Jacks now at a 30-point lead. Brandell has it way out on top. As they drop down inside first to Ashton Gold in the key, and then the cutter on the baseline is Mac for two. So, once again, that's one thing we didn't see in the first half was no listed assist by ANIAC, but T-Jack had four or five there. And they just picked up one that time, too. Running the floor is Michael Gold, and Mac finds him, but he'll bring him back out and reset. And go to the Brandell. At the free throw line is Ashton. His shot doesn't go, but he knocks the ball loose out of the hands of ANIAC into Mac for a long two. But Mac's got a nice outside shot. I mean, that was almost a three-pointer if he stepped back.
And we have Lane driving into the lane here. Jump shot at the block. No good. Great defense there by number 13, Thomas Mack, the senior.
Oh, and Brandell loses his dribble there, but stays with it as now Michael Gold to Mack, three-pointer, but gets his own rebound and then runs into his teammate. As he and Gold collided, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the two of them. They're kind of looking at each other like, how did that happen? Well, I was going to set a screen for it, but I got the ball first. Here's ANIAC shot from the outside. Not there, but Lang fights for it, gets it.
Great
and
defense.
Shoot once over Mack, though.
Thomas Mack, once again, with a great defensive display here tonight. Brandell driving in the lane against three other black jerseys, and he gets the rebound for the offensive putback.
Yeah, Brandell with a, boy, just a perfectly timed tip back. Left it short, and he's the guy that gets the tip.
Yeah, Morgan, outside shot by number zero, Morris. Corner three, no good. It'll be out of bounds by Ania. King Cove possession here with 5 minutes, 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
You know, just looking at that ANIAC team, so not a senior on it. Last year, about four seniors, and this year, none. But you have Troy and William Morgan coming back, you know, and then Ryan Lang and Morris, two sophomores. So,
1 8th grader, Gavin.
Yeah. And then the two freshmen, Dolman and Steves, who talked about, I mean, that's a good core that they're working on here. But this year, matching up, coming in and matching up with King Cove. King Cove coming with a couple of seniors, Mac one of them, as is Brandell. So both of them have an experience from last year, too. But, there's a nice shot. So William Morgan finds the range there from three-point land.
His second three-pointer here in this game. And again, Brandell in the lane there, in and out, grabbing his own rebound.
Man, just hard to keep him off the glass. Ashton with a two-pointer. Gold gets his second bucket of the game. And the T-Jacks now up to 54-19 at the 4:20 mark of this third period. William will try another one from there. This one off the mark. Watch out, Brandell's got it. Ahead he goes to his teammate over there, Jersey Mac. And Jersey will go to the line for two. First shot good for Jersey.
Yeah, 4 minutes, 13 seconds in the third. King Cove, 55, ANIAC, 19. still struggling here on offense. Can't find anything to work with here so far. This defense and transition offense here by King Cove is just pretty overwhelming for this Antioch team so far.
Yeah, I think you get shell-shocked a little bit when you look at that scoreboard and realize, wow, how did that happen? And then, just get back in, try to still play, and do what you feel you can do. And for a team like King Cove where you start rolling like that, it just carries over to everybody. And they can't start that in the fourth quarter, though, right?
Mac, there with both shots here at the free throw line. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go here. We've got Lang. Skip pass all the way to Morris here on the right side to Morgan. Morgan back to Morris. Morris outside back to Morgan. And a steal here by Thomas Mack.
Oh, Mac drops it off to Brandel, back to Jersey Mac. And now in the game also for the T-Jacks is back in his Ashton goals. So they come up empty on that possession. Thompson's going to come in. Oh, there's going to be a media timeout, yeah. The other timeout was so close to it. You got to call them inside the four-minute mark there. So another timeout here, and with that timeout, too, a chance to look on a little bit on this boys' side. We did mention who's already in, and right now looking like likelihood that King Cove will be in with under 4 minutes to go here in the third, and up 56-19 at this point. If this holds up, T-Jax will play tomorrow at 3:15 against either Nunamut or Lumen Christie. And Lumen Christie comes in, recent season there was Cook Inlet Academy, both those teams out of the Peninsula Conference, and both pretty good. That I think Cook Inlet is rated as a 3 seed. Cake is, of course, the presumed number one. Reigning champion. Year. And so we'll see. But for the T-Jacks, certainly got to be considered a serious contender with what we see today here. The depth and then the lineup they have. As we out of the timeout, here's William Morgan to try, and he hits another. He's got that spot down. Morgan with his second three-pointer here in the second half.
William with 13 points here today. 13 out of 22 points for Antioch as Michael Gould. Long-range three-pointer at the top of the key. That goes in for three.
Gould says, well, I better answer that, right? And he does. That's his third of the game, too. And, there's Brandel with the long rebound. Keep it in his hands. Back to Ashton Gold, his shot won't work, but there's Thompson for two, and a big sophomore puts in another bucket. 6'6" goes Robert Thompson, and he's a big body, 6'6". And when he's in there defensively, I know the Antioch kids are like, I'm not going to drive in there. Hey, Morgan again, back to back there.
Same spot there, same rhythm. That's his fourth three-pointer here today. 16 points. As Steve's here with the steal, picked up here by Morgan. Here in the third quarter, 2 minutes, 15 seconds. King Cove, 61, Antioch, 25. As Brandel knocked it out pretty far outside of the out of bounds. It'll be Antioch possession here on the sideline.
Oh, you gotta love William. I watch William Morgan out there. He slaps hands with everybody, like this way, whether you're on my team or not.
Great
and then, yeah, great sportsmanship. You got to love a kid like that. As Michael Gold just Even playing defense on the floor.
Yeah, he fell twice in a row right there. That little sequence as Morgan shoots another three, no good. Offensive rebound here by the eighth grader, Davin Smith. Giving up outside to Morgan, to Dahlman. Back to Morgan. Skip pass all the way to the other side to Steve. He drives the baseline and a turnover. Steal by Iapana.
Yeah, Iapana, one of those kids that you hardly ever see shoot, but he does all the little things.
In and out there. Thompson almost coming up with the board here, but Steve great hustle there to recover the basketball.
On the floor, both Steve's and Morgan. Steve's got it to Morgan while he's on the floor, and then he passed it out to somebody because Steve's couldn't do anything. He was on his belly and still controlled the basketball.
And Morris here with the corner three, no good. Offensive rebound by Marshall Dahlman. Steve's pump fake, running in the lane with the jump shot, and that goes in for the running loaded. 5 points here today. A little over 40 seconds to go here. King Cove 61, Antioch 27. As Michael Gould with the running jump shot at the elbow.
Gould coming up with a nice little drive there. And a one-hander to right in. Here's Morgan with that three spot, but it doesn't go that time. Good follow there. Is that Smith or
Max
Morris? Yeah.
His first bucket here tonight. As Randell.
Oh, those are the tough calls. So Morgan. Oh.
As
Morgan.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Frustrated there.
Frustrated by that. He gets called for the travel because he did a great job getting a tough rebound in traffic and then threw the ball against the
post right there.
Yeah. Stanchion.
Yeah.
There we go. For that. And they give him a technical. And, you know, that's a tough one to have to do, but you got to do it. So he threw the basketball against the stanchion down there and ref teed him up. Yeah. I was Morgan. William. Yeah. But frustrated. So, yeah. And yeah, you always hate to see that, especially we just talked about, you know, he's got a great attitude out there, and he came up out of that, and he slapped hands with people. He knows that it was him just trying to control emotion.
King Cove trying to get to the last shot here. Long range NBA three-pointer by Brandell at last second. No good.
Well, they set him up. He got the look, but missed it there. At the end of three, it's a 64-29 ball game. Fourth quarter coming up here. T-Jack completely in control. We'll be back in the first 60 seconds.
Love the great pretender. Love the great pretender.
And we have Thomas Maxey here in the lane, running jump shot, no good. Grabs his own rebound, and Morris coming up with the steal from behind. And Iapana, you know, great recovery in transition. He sprinted, turned on the jets there to get back on defense, and you know, it paid off. Travel violation on Antioch.
You know, if they had track and field, I'm grabbing Iapana for my sprinter.
He's my first pick as well on the playground for sure.
Great pass there by Gold to Mac, and Mac comes up with the two. I think at this point, too, it's, you know, 66-29. We can go to a running clock and at the 40-point mark and I know that coach for T-Jax, part of that is he's got players out there that, you know, hopefully can get to that and then put the other, you know, other players in. Jersey Mac did some time out there, though, with Thompson, Mac, Gold, and Ayafana.
Yeah, Jersey Mac, great way to be in the passing lane to disrupt that pass there to steal the offensive momentum for Biennial. Their ball under their basket as Gavin Smith, the eighth grader, can hit to Morgan. To Steve. Steve's driving baseline back outside to Morgan. Morgan looking for Steve. Steve's back down to Morgan, but miscommunication there. A little overhead, over the head pass, but too strong. And ENIAC turnover. So 15th team turnover.
Yeah, so Thompson comes out now too, and in is Noah Roberts. You know, he's a senior for the T-Jacks. They go to Roberts right now. Mac passes off to him there, and I know the other players always trying to get their teammates in there. Mac trying to tip it to Roberts for a chance for a putback, but into the hands of ENIAC and Morgan.
Yeah, William on the left side, splitting the defense, almost committing the turnover. He gets it back, driving the pass, three defenders, and great defense there by number 10.
Boy, that was a great hard drive by William Morgan, though. He's, you know, he's, to watch him do that against three defenders and almost got that one down.
And coming to the game for ENIAC is Kinglick Yvonne. Coming to the game for number zero, Maxie Morris.
And there's ball squirts out there to Steve. Oh.
Once again, Ayafana finds himself in the passing lane as Steve with a long three-pointer, no good. A little under 6 minutes to go. Michael Gould coming up with the rebound here for King Cove. Setting up the offense here. Finds Thomas Mack, right side wing. Driving into the lane, looks down low for number 10. Noah Roberts for the shot, no good. Offensive board by Mac once again, and in and out, rolls off the cylinder there as Noah Roberts coming up to the field.
Yeah.
And out of bounds on number 12, stepped on the line, Jimmy Mack. Yeah, it kind of looked like he wanted that three-point shot, but he was on the line.
But yeah. Well, and again, it's that floor. It's hard here because this is the end line on the full court, but now that we're going half court, it's hard for the players to think that, hey, that's the out-of-bounds line. I thought the black line was the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah.
So, and it's on both sides of the court like that, too. So it is tough. It's hard to get used to. Shifty pass there by Morgan, but they don't get the shot down. I think that was
Gould going all the way for the layup, and that's good for two. Strong finish in transition by Michael Gould.
Boy, he just continues to go at 90 miles an hour. Michael Gould is fun player to watch.
We have Kinglick Yvonne driving baseline, and it'll be out of bounds, tipped away from King Cove. It'll be ENIAC possession on their sideline. Coming to the game is Ashton Gould, substituting for Michael Gould. As Kinglick Yvonne with a three-point shot in the corner, his first shot of the game, junior.
And so for the T-Jacks to get it down low there, but travel is going to be called on T-Jack.
Liam Brando.
Oh, Brando, an eighth grader, getting some time on the floor right now.
Well, they have two eighth graders on the team, Nick Standish and...
And Standish is 6'4". Wow.
Wow, eighth grader.
Yeah. 6'4", eighth grader. Ayafana takes it through the hole, can't get it to go. There's Roberts with a chance, but still trouble with it before that shot. They keep Mack out there along with Ashton Gold. And then Ayafana and some
Steve's with the shot.
That was Yvonne again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back to back.
One of the shorter guys on the court grabbing the rebound and seeing three white jerseys there as Mack attempts a three-point shot. No good. Offensive board by number five, Liam Brandel, the eighth grader.
Yeah, Brandel, right place, right time, and put it up in over the rim there and got that put back. Now some defense by him.
The eighth grader once again on Antioch. Three-point shot, no good. Liam Brandel coming up with the rebound, giving it to Thomas Mack. Mack going all the way to Iapana for the shot. That's good for two. Assist from Thomas Mack.
So it's just over 3 minutes to go. T-Jack in control, obviously, 72-34 here, but all the players getting some chances now. T-Jack going to get in a couple of more. They got a bunch over there.
By Dahlman there. Kind of wanted that shot.
Yeah, that was... So coming in will be the other eighth grader, Nick Standish, will be in there. And still keeps the height on the floor for the T-Jack, that's for sure. And then also Riley Wilson in there. He's a ninth grader. And here's Wilson with the pick. Taken back away, though, by Dahlman.
Almost grabbing that.
Yeah.
He's very... great hustle, you know. You really want to have a players on your team.
You almost want a rear view mirror if you're playing with Ayafana as an opponent. And here's a shot from the free throw line by Ayafana.
She began from that area. Score King Cove 74, Antioch 34. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the fourth. The running clock.
Morgan looking for Yvonne. He's hit the last two baskets. And here's a shot they're missing for the T-Jacks, but on the rebound, Try Noah not there either.
As Dahlman grabbing the assist to Billy Morgan for the easy layup.
Oh, that one, getting a piece of it, I think, was Caesar, was it?
And Ayapana almost recovering once again in transition.
Oh, they gotta start a track and field team out at King Cove. Ayapana could give him a little bit of coaching, and I bet he would place it state. There's a three from number three. Riley Wilson, and he hits the bucket. 77-38 here, just over a minute to go. Antioch moving forward. Morgan still slapping hands with people out there. Rebound comes off for Brandon Larson. Now he gets it to Sandy State. Right here, back to Sandy for Ayapana. Not there. Larson. Back to Riley again. That shot partially blocked.
A little under 40 seconds to go here on the other side. Number 15, Gavin Smith for the layup. That goes in for two.
Ayapana will keep it in his hands. Looking for the big guy, Standish. Back to Ayapana. Now to Wilson. Or excuse me, to Brandel.
Yeah, William Morgan.
And Morgan.
Trying to get the dunk attempt there. Trying to get one off before the timer runs out. 5 seconds to go here. King Cove 77, Antioch 4.
Wilson with a buzzer-beating three. He was in the corner, had to turn to look, find the basket, and nailed it.
And the defender, Dahlman, just smiling and congratulating him. Cheering for his opponent as well for that shot. I mean, he had his hand in his face, and Riley Wilson just slipped the wrist.
Well, that was quite a way to finish. It ends the T-Jack moving in the championship round 80-40 over Antioch here. The Half-Breed's a good young team, though. We'll see them in the consolation bracket tomorrow. That game at 3:15. And then King Cove in the quarterfinals on the championship. That game also at 3:15. So we'll be back with our post-game stats. And, again, remind you which way we're going after that. 80-40, the final, though. King Cove marches into the championship round. Back here in 2 minutes with our post-game stats and set you up for your next games down the line.
Okay, 40-80 in favor of the T-Jacks. We'll get back to those guys in a couple minutes with some stats, and I'll give you some music in the meantime.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska, and that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future.
Mac was just short of one, 18-9. Wow. That's amazing. 9 assists for the team.
Yeah, they out-rebounded Aniak 50-34.
Yeah, they just kept building on that, didn't they? Because they were up by 7 on rebounds at half. And then they ended up 14, 16 more. Yeah. Well, we finished up half of the opening round here on court 2 at the Alaska Airlines Center. 1A state championship basketball. Remember, you can follow, stay up to date on all the scores and action here throughout the tournament, both this week on 1A, 2A, and next week 3A, 4A. Just get online and go to ASAA365.com, and that'll give all the they'll give the rosters, the scores, the schedules, what's coming up next, all that, the brackets, and some and a lot more. So you know, follow your teams there to really thank ASAA for their support of March Madness and the sponsorship too. I want to mention a couple of sponsors here, in particular the gold sponsors include Donlin Gold, Hillcorp, Nana, Alaska Commercial Company, and way out in front, GCI, as well as First National Bank Alaska. First National Bank Alaska for over 33 years, the sponsor here at state championships. Looking over the scoring, Well, you know, it was a 19-8 after the first quarter, but from then on, it was all King Cove, but they just kept pulling away, winning 80-40 the final. Antioch boys led by William Morgan, 18 points. Kind of interesting, four scorers with 18 points, one for Antioch, William Morgan, and he kicked in with nine rebounds, almost a double-double for him. But a great job by the young man. All the Antioch scorers or players scored but one. Ryland Lang did not score, but played some great minutes out there. They had two for Maxim Morris, three for Troy Morgan, three for Marshall Dahlman, five apiece for Kendrick Yvonne and Ralph Steves, and then four for Gavin Smith. So, good play time for everybody. On the King Cove side, 18 points apiece for three of their players, led by Jager Sean Brandel. He had 18 and 16 rebounds to go with that. Now, 18 also for Michael Gold and 18 for Thomas Mack, as Mack just missed the double by having nine rebounds to go with 18 points. Then they had 4 points apiece from Robert Thompson, Brennan Larson, Logan Ayapana, a little speedster we tried to keep track of, Ashton Gold, and then 6 points from Riley Wilson, including that buzzer beater at the end. A fantastic job there to find the basket with him going one direction, and he nailed the shot. Jersey Mack had two, and Liam Brandel had two. Noah Roberts, Nick Standish also getting in there, but did not score. They had their opportunities, and the boys sure gave them the opportunities. Just didn't get anything to drop for them. But that's the end of our first half here of the opening round, and it's King Cove going to tomorrow's championship round in the quarterfinals. They will play at 3:15 tomorrow against either Emonic or either Nunamute or Lumen Christi. And we'll be here for that game, as well as on the other side, Antioch playing in the consolation round. They'll have the loser of that game, Lumen Christi or Nunamute. Next game's coming up on KYUK, folks, the Kipnips at 4:45. And then for you folks in King Cove, your next game is 3:15 tomorrow. The T-Jacks will march on, hopefully, towards the championship. Let's hope so. Great game today, 80-40, the final. So tomorrow, have a great day out there in your listening areas.
All right, big thank you to Carl for giving us the game. Once again, 80-40 in favor of the T-Jacks. We'll have another game tomorrow at 3:15. And until then, we'll get you back to your regular programming.